is the show that pulls back the industry curtain. We're exploring pop culture, music icons, and food gods. It's the Jeremiah Show with Dr. D, broadcasting from the HJL Hospitality and Evolve Studios in LA, Santa Barbara, AM 1290, KZSB, and FM 96.9, Santa Barbara, or somewhere from the road. He's opened and fixed more than 200 restaurants, bars, nightclubs, hotels, and neighborhood joints around the globe. He's an industry driver, an author, and a columnist. He's a restaurateur with legendary rock star Mick Fleetwood on Fleetwood's on Front Street in Lahaina, Maui. And he's your radio host. And now, back from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Welcome to the Jeremiah Show. Got two very special guests with me. One is in San Diego, and another Christian's in San Diego. Jack's
in San Diego. Christian's in Las Vegas.
Okay, I got you all mixed up there. Guys, I'm so happy to have you on the show. What you are doing, I think, is just incredible. I was telling you off air here before we started that I spent I got up at 2 a.m. today before this interview. I've spent about 6 or 7 hours getting to know about your organization and what you're doing. And I couldn't be more impressed with both of you and the entire organization. So let's start out. We're going to be talking about Folds of Honor and then your chapter, which is 13 Folds. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, before we get into the organization and what the mission statement is, what you're trying to accomplish for veterans and families of veterans. Let's talk about you. I want to get to know you a little bit. So again, I am so impressed. I don't know many young men your age who are so driven, so empathetic, so caring about other people and are the American veterans and the men and women and the people that are on the front lines, not only in first responders, but also in the military and in our great military. I watched videos. One of the reasons I was up and watching, spending so much time, is I started watching the videos on Folds of Honor. And they are really well produced. I encourage everybody listening, really well produced 2-minute videos. And they're personal stories from some of the families that have been positively affected by what you guys and your organization does for the families. It was overwhelming. I mean, I was choked up.
Yeah.
Some really, really great stories. And you're going to tell us now why you got involved, the stories that you've experienced as you've worked with these families and these veterans. So let's get to know you. Jack, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what Folds of Honor is in your own words, and then how you got involved.
Yeah. So before I get into that, I just want to say thank you so much, Jeremiah, for getting us on the show. We really appreciate it. And we love what you do. So in essence, Folds of Honor as a national organization provides educational scholarships and financial needs to families, child, spouses, surviving dependents of military members, whether, they've fallen in in combat or, have been discharged. And we also provide these scholarships to first responders. And I got involved because of my best friend right here, Christian. We met in high school, and I'll tell you, he's one of the most hardworking, empathetic, you said it, caring, and just an overall speaks volume of what it means to be a man and put others before himself. And his story is just absolutely captivating. I'm sure we'll get to that later. That's part of the reason why I decided to volunteer for their organization. We're not a certified chapter yet. We're in the process of it. And that's why we're hosting all these tournaments and raising money and awareness for these families, for our parent organization, Folds of Honor. And what I want others to see is that, it doesn't take much to really, it doesn't take a lot of effort. It doesn't take a lot of time. As long as you got the heart, you can really make a difference. And I believe Christian is definitely a prime example of that as well. So I'll hand it off to Christian.
Christian, what grade were you when you met Jack in high school?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for saying all those nice things. But I met Jack in, what was it, freshman year of high school, I want to say, maybe sophomore year. We were in an organization together, an extracurricular activity called Youth in Government, which is a model legislature program outside of high school. So we actually went to rival high schools, and they are both all boys Catholic high schools. So we didn't go to high school together, but we knew each other in high school. And then we led on to go to college together, where we were in the same fraternity. We had a lot of same classes, and it's just been, you know, a best friendship for as long as I can remember, since sophomore or freshman year. So with my involvement with Vault of Honor, actually kind of when I was introduced to Jack, that's when around the same time my dad passed away, actually. So I didn't know Vault of Honor going into my friendship with Jack. And it wasn't until 2016, which was my junior year of high school, around my junior years, end of sophomore year, and my dad passed away. So during this time, you know, we were preparing to go to college. We're looking at different colleges. And when he passed away, it was kind of a random event. So that idea of college was put on pause. And now I was in a position where I'm sitting with my mom and, you know, we're writing essays, telling the story, you know, reaching out for any financial aid that we could get in preparation for college the very next year. So I sat with her for weeks on end, and for a couple of weeks, actually, and just telling my story with my father and who he was. And I'll get to that in a second. And upon this time, Folds of Honor reached out to me and they said, you know, not only do we want to fund essentially your entire collegiate career, but we also want to give you a job, and we want you to travel the country speaking at our different, you know, fundraising events, which are primarily golf tournaments around the country, and tell that exact story. So what I wrote word for word is exactly the story that I tell, that I've been telling for the last 4 years. And it's a 5-minute speech that I've dialed in about a moment in time of my father, or it's a moment in time at my father's funeral that I'm up there speaking in front of hundreds of his, you know, military troops and families. And my time knowing my father, he was a very angry person. So he served 30 years in the Air Force. And upon his retirement, he was diagnosed with severe post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. He lived with shrapnel in his hip from a suicide bomber in Iraq. And he was nearly struck by lightning while overseas. So
he was in a lot of pain, not only physically, but mentally.
Yeah, everyday pain. And you know, because of this, he struggled. Every single day was a struggle, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and it showed. And every day we saw that. So I never had growing up, I never had a good relationship with my father. And you know, it wasn't until my experience at his funeral where I realized that those people knew a different man than I knew. And, you know, I knew the man of after 30 years of service, and they knew, you know, a man who was their leader and their savior and their mentor. And, you know,
had their respect.
Exactly. And so, my story is that moment of realization. And it's through these Folds of Honor speeches that I've been able to forgive my father, you know, for everything that he's done to our family. And, you know, now Folds of Honor has given me a platform to share this story and to help other veterans, you know, who may be struggling with the same things that my father have been going through, and potentially stop, you know, the experiences that I have had within the household because of, you know, PTSD and traumatic brain injury. So it's very therapeutic to be a speaker for Folds of Honor. And I'm very lucky to be on their bureau and, you know, amongst 28 other individuals that are just like me with, you know, amazing, compelling, horribly tragic stories. But it's truly an honor.
Why was your father so angry, do you think?
I mean, I always say put a man in war for 30 years, 7 tours to Iraq and Afghanistan in Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. And, you know, for those of you who know war history, you know that those wars are, you know, not fun wars. So coming back from that, I saw a result of that.
So what he went and fought for us, for all of us, for you to be here, for me to be here, and put in wards. Maybe he believed it, maybe he didn't, I don't know, it doesn't matter, but he was put on. 30 years is a long time at seeing the worst of humanity, and then coming home, and what he probably thought of when he went into service was, you know, just all the great things about sacrifice like that, that he had, and that it's hopeful, that it's helpful, that he's putting himself out there. It's a sacrifice of his life for all of us. And then to come home, it's probably a hard thing to do, and a family, and the life isn't the way you wanted it to be. But what I love about your story, Christian, is that you took that, you forgave him, which is probably a huge weight off your shoulders, you know, carrying that burden around, that hate is just toxic. But you're doing kind of a mirror of your father. You're now on the other side, welcoming home those people and giving them options and giving them the hope that he wasn't able to define, maybe. That's amazing.
I've actually experienced recently. I went to an event, I want to say maybe this past September, and I tell my story. And like I said, it's just a brief 5-minute story. And by the end of it, I wrap it up and I kind of tell how Folds of Honor has helped me. And, you know, I try to, the room is very heavy at the end. And as I'm finishing up my story, I walk off stage and I see a grown man breaking down crying. And he comes up to me afterwards and he says, "I just want to let you know that your story made me consider the fact that I could be that dad to my kids." And he was a veteran. He was a disabled veteran. And he said, You have made me realize that I could possibly be that dad. And I'm going to go home now and treat my kids differently because of you."
That's incredible.
And in that moment, I realized, you know, this is why I do this. These are the reasons why I'm doing this. You know, this is why, you know, God has a plan for me. And this is exactly how things were supposed to play out. And, you know, I'm leaving my dad's legacy. You know, I'm creating a legacy for him that he may not have had otherwise. And it's amazing. And, you know, spreading awareness for Folds of Honor is exactly what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing.
That's what's truly commendable about everything that Folds of Honor does. I remember Christian first telling me about that experience. And I mean, hearing it again, I have the same reaction, just complete chills throughout my body. Mm-hmm. And the biggest takeaway I think you can get, beside all, you know, the financial needs that Folds of Honor provides, is you're not alone in these, you know, these difficult times. You know, it's something that's truly inspiring. There's a reason why that we're working here today and working so hard to make this happen for a lot of families.
I was talking to Melissa Yamaguchi yesterday. She's on, she's Mariel Hemingway's podcast and radio show, Out Comes the Sun. And they were, the whole goal of Out Comes the Sun and Mariel's life and Melissa's life has been dedicated to doing, to searching out people that can help, like yourselves, for mental wellness. You know, and Melissa said this to me yesterday, and it really kind of stuck with me. She said, "We all just want to be heard. You know, we want to be heard." And this is what I love about radio, is that your story now is going around the globe on the airwaves, in podcast. It will be shared, it'll be listened to for years, and it just builds. And you never know. One person, maybe you reach one person, you're probably going to reach hundreds, but one person goes, you know, they're on their edge and they don't know where to turn. And you've just given them hope by your story. And I just think that's so amazing. And I was thinking of that old Tell Tuesday song, "Voices Carry." You know, voices carry. Your voice is carrying right now. And it's going to affect change and continue to affect change. But your story was sad and tragic, and you made it a inspirational story. I'm going to say it probably too many times, but I'm impressed by both of you. Jack, you've got way too much on your plate right now. I don't know how you do it all. I was going to read off a couple of things that you're doing and brag about you a little bit, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Jack probably doesn't remember this, but I met him through his, I'm going to embarrass you now. I met you through your mom one day, and you came running in. I think you had your skateboard, grabbed like a snack and ran back out, and it was like 10 years ago. So it's so neat to see you now and what you're doing. I feel kind of proud. I got to meet you when you were back then. You're a volunteer as an account executive for 13 Folds, which we're talking about today, of Honor, excuse me, which is, as we said, a military nonprofit based in Las Vegas that provides educational scholarships to surviving dependents of fallen military members and first responders. You are also a digital product manager for a housing nonprofit called National Core, and it's based here in California. And if that wasn't enough, you are a freelance digital marketer and advocator of Web3 and NFT integration. Again, if you go through, I see volunteer, I see nonprofit, I see housing, I see where'd you get the heart? I mean, I know your mom's got a huge heart, personal friend of mine, but where did you get your, is it from your mom? Is it from your, what's your upbringing? Or
I'd have to go
there. Yeah. That you care so much about other people and you're helping and making a really big difference in the world.
Well, yeah. Thanks for asking that. And it's funny you mentioned, because it does come back to my mom. Like she is my hero, and no discredit to my dad. Great guy too. And he's awesome. And I look up to him a lot, but, over the years growing up, seeing how hard my mom worked, you know, and the amount of projects that she would work on, maybe sometimes she needed to learn when to say no, but she couldn't. But that's just, speaks to her character and who she is. So it comes from her, man. I like working on a lot of things at once. You know, I have a little bit of an ADHD, and like it kind of, you know, when I tack on these projects, it kind of, takes that itch away. It's also funny you mentioned the time that when we first met. I don't really remember it, but
I'm sure you don't.
That doesn't surprise me. I was always in the cul-de-sac, skating with my friends, and I was a little bit of a chubby kid, so I had to re-up on a snack every 30 minutes or so.
it's cool to see what you're doing, and your mom has a huge heart. You got that from her, I'm sure. But Christian has a real, it sounds to me, and totally correct me if I'm misreading this, but you don't have to belong to Folds of Honor. You don't necessarily, or to help, you don't necessarily have to have a history with military or first responders and some sort of tragedy. Do you? Cause Jack, that's not your story, is it?
Exactly. No,
no. So where Christian has that, and he's a speaker and he has that personal story, what drew you to the cause? And aside from friends and you have a big heart and
it kind of goes back to motherhood, right? So Christian's mom, I would also classify as a big hero of mine as well. She is right up to par with mine, and she, I mean, ever since the first time I met her, she's such a go, like, and how can I help you? Like, she is always asking, how can I help? How can I be of service? And she'll never stop believing. Obviously Christian's story, Christian's characteristics, there's a reason why we're best friends to this day, but his mom plays a huge part in that as well. She really has the ability to be able to inspire people and make you feel heard, like we talked about. So it comes from her, and unfortunately she's not here with us today. She's working, and she couldn't make the show. She's a big reason as to why I'm so dedicated and devoted to making sure that this chapter thrives.
We're going to take a break. I love getting to know you guys, and what you represent and what you're trying to accomplish. And we want to help you as much as we can here. So we're going to get into that a little bit when we get back. Thank you to our veterans and our first responders. Folds of Honor's mission is to provide educational scholarships to the children and the spouses of America's fallen or disabled service members. There's an upcoming golf tournament. There's two of them, actually, the guys are going to talk about here. It's a fundraiser for Folds of Honor in Las Vegas at the Revere Golf Club on May 27th, 2023. Another upcoming golf tournament after that in November is for Folds of Honor as well, and it's in Las Vegas at Reflection Bay Golf Course, November 5th, 2023. You can get more information. You can sign up. You can donate or get tickets. Is that the right way to say it? To play?
I'd say register to play. Yeah.
Register to play. Okay. And the website, let me give it to you real quick, is 13folds, 13folds, LV as in Las Vegas, .org. The phone number, 310-904-2855. Jack would love to hear from you. I'm going to give you his email. Hopefully you don't get too blown up here, Jack. Jack R. Rothman podcast@gmail.com. If you're a business interested in sponsoring the upcoming golf tournaments, reach out to Jack. Jack Rothman. I'm going to give it that one more time. Jack R. Rothman, R-O-T-H-M-A-N, @gmail.com. And his phone number is 310-904-2855. All right. Find these guys on their socials on LinkedIn at Jack Rothman, on Twitter for Jack, J-Webb3 Rothman. And you can find Christian on Instagram at Christian Meza, M-E-Z-A, on LinkedIn as well. We'll be right back.
We the people are desperate for common ground, searching for evidence that our name, the United States, still holds true. The answer comes when we see a soldier in uniform, a first responder risking their life to protect others. More than any topic, Americans agree on this: those who protect our freedom and our families deserve our unwavering support. We give it through the folds of honor. When U.S. service members and first responders are disabled or killed, the Folds of Honor provides their spouse and children with life-changing scholarships. The recipients are as diverse as the country we call home. Their common bond, sacrifice. We the people have found what unites us. We will meet sacrifice with hope. Join us.
I am Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway.
And you're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
Please visit me at marielhemingway.co or the All for One Club and join the Barefoot Challenge.
TV's Tim Stack telling you, asking you to watch the show Sprung on Freevee, Amazon's new free channel. I promise you, it's funny, it's got heart, and my shoulder appears in episode 3.
Welcome, Los Angeles. The Jeremiah Show is now on Radio Candy Radio. Discover a world of emotions, your digital radio. The Jeremiah Show airs 10 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. RadioCandyRadio.com.
Love's the love, the wisdom teeth, I love what you on about. I feel it in my bones, I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth, I can't do it alone, I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Got two really special guests with me today, two great guys. They're starting a new chapter of Folds of Honor. Their chapter is 13 Folds of Honor. It's an incredible endeavor, and one of the best causes I could ever imagine being involved in. If you're a listener out there, you should help these young guys. They're just such hard workers and great cause. They're supporting, helping veterans and first responders and their families. I love that part about it, that it's the family aspect, because that's really where you start with everything, you know? And if we want to make this world a better place, which we try to do here on the show, you know, we don't talk about anything negative. I don't want to hear anything negative. Go to another show for that. I want us to spread good, positive stories like these guys. It's Jack Rothman and Christian Meza. Am I saying the last name right, Meza?
Yeah, Meza.
Meza.
You got some spice on it, man.
Meza. You never know. Meza, I was trying to listen to how you said it. Good, strong names, good, strong guys. Fold of Honor's mission is to provide educational scholarships to children and the spouses of America's fallen or disabled service members. They've got some golf tournaments coming up that will help support the new chapter and Folds of Honor, and most importantly, the families of our veterans, of our first responders. God, look at both sides, veterans, military veterans, and first responders over the last 3 years. Those people that have represented America and gone out there for us and done such hard work, they deserve our thanks, our gratitude, and our help, you know? So welcome back, guys. All right. Before we get into 13 Folds of Honor, your chapter, and what you guys are trying to accomplish right now, I want you to take a minute and tell us why you appreciate the other and what the other brings to the chapter and to Folds of Honor, as far as the two of you guys, you know, leading this charge to get this up and going. Why, first of all, probably an obvious question for each of you. And then what does the other bring to the game? And how does the other person, your partner in this business, how do they motivate you and inspire you? Jack, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Tell me about Christian.
I'll take the lead.
And you can tell me if he annoys you too, since he's your roommate.
sometimes, but we work past that. Well, for starters, I mean, you know, Christian has endured a lot and some emotional pain, some physical pain. And, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And he's found that specifically with Folds of Honor. And what they've done for him and his family, him as a person, dude, I like, there's a saying, you know, surround yourself with like-minded people and they'll lift you up.
Yeah.
And, Christian is one of those people that I never want to lose. I want him by my side all the time, just because he makes me a better person. Right. Yeah. Like I said before, he's an incredibly hardworking guy. He'll stop at nothing, you know, to make sure he gets the job done and to make sure his mom and his brother and his friends are taken care of. He's also incredibly compassionate, and it's very evident throughout, you know, his story and how he talks about how Folds of Honor has helped him. That compassion is real and authentic. And I feel, you know, in order to, you know, captivate an audience, you need to be authentic. You need to make sure that your name isn't the only thing that's heard. It's the story. And, that reminds me of one of my favorite sayings of all time. It's Maya Angelou. She says, you know, people will forget what you said, they'll forget about what you did, but they'll never forget about how they made you feel. And
that's one of my favorite quotes. I love that.
It's, yeah, it's money, man. It's so good. And it gives
it's
me
the only one you need. That's the only one you need.
seriously. And you know, Christian embodies that in its fullest form. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm advocating for 13 Folds, our chapter in Las Vegas. And I want to make sure him and his mom and his story are heard throughout the nation for years to come.
Mm, great. Christian, tell us about your buddy Jack here.
That's probably the nicest things that anyone has ever said about me, to be honest. So, but about Jack, I literally have all the exact same things to say, to be honest. And I think back, and as we were exiting out of college, Jack stayed back for a little bit in Salt Lake City, and I moved back home to Las Vegas and was, you know, pursuing an internship that I had out here. And Jack was wrapping up some stuff he had over there, and he, you know, hit me up and he was like, "Hey, I want to move to Vegas. I want to come out. I love your drive. I love your passion. I love what you're doing, and I want to be a part of it." And, you know, when I thought about that, I'm like, wow, like these are the people that you need to keep in your life. The people that are really there to support anything and everything you're doing and are willing to acknowledge that and make, you know, an effort to move your entire life out to a whole new state and a whole new city. And, you know, where you don't know anyone besides me and, you know, just want to hop on board with this cause. Like that's magical. And that's amazing to me. So, you know, I saw that right away and I saw that drive and, you know, it automatically just lit a fire under me even more. And, you know, it kind of kicked me into fourth gear and, you know, made me say, okay, you know, let's get these events planned. Let's get these golf tournaments, you know, successful. Jack hopped on board and says, "Hey, I'm going to, you know, try to reach out to sponsors." You know, his mom is very instrumental in a lot of this as well. And, you know, she's lining us up with, you know, the right people, such as yourself, Jeremiah. So again, you know, thanks for having us on here and allowing, you know, us to talk about it and spread the word. But, you know, Jack as a person, he inspires me every day. He, you know, he's the most enthusiastic and characteristic, has more characteristics out of anyone I know. So, you know, he's a very interesting and awesome and fun, true, genuine person. So, I call him my best man. Because one day when that day comes that I'm going to get married, Jack will for sure be my best man. So he's more than a best friend. He's a best man.
Your brother, hopefully your brother doesn't listen to this. your brother's out. Jack's in.
he knows that though. My brother knows that, but shout out to my little brother.
So let me take another quick break and we'll come back and we're going to talk about 13 folds. Let's see here. 13 folds of honor. My special guest today, Jack Rothman, Christian Meza. We want to thank our veterans and our first responders. And these guys are here to do that. They're doing it. They're living it every day. We need more people like you, but we're so happy we have you. And thank you for what you're doing and everybody at Folds of Honor and your new chapter, 13 Folds of Honor. Thank you, guys. There are a couple upcoming golf tournaments and fundraisers that I'd like to tell you about. One in Las Vegas at the Revere. Is it the Revere? Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Revere Golf Club. Okay. Golf course. Yeah. May 27th, 2023, Revere Golf Club and Las Vegas. And, you know, in May, you're ready to get out of your house and go golf and go good, eat at some good restaurants in Vegas, get out there. But you got to call Jack at his phone at 310-904-2855. Excuse me. Let me do it one more time. 310-904-2855. His email, jackr.rothman@gmail.com. Rothman, Rothman. Or you can go to the website and sign up, get your spot there, go meet these great guys. You guys both going to be there?
Yes, we will.
Both of these? Great. So meet Jack, meet Christian, and the website, 13folds, LV as in Las Vegas.org. All right. On Twitter, get Jack at jweb3 Rothman and Christian on Instagram at Christian Meza. I'll try to do it that way. M-E-Z-A. All right, guys, we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about 13 Folds of Honor. Be right back.
2.3 pounds. The official weight of a folded burial flag. But in the hands of those left behind, it is immeasurable. You feel the heaviness of this truth in your bones. Not because you made a donation, but because you've picked up that flag. You've carried it into circles of influence no one else has, sharing this noble mission with other patriots who will do more than nod in agreement. They will step forward, join our ranks, and honor those willing to fight every enemy of freedom, no matter the cost. Love of country is a growing rarity, but knowing we've shrunk in number only strengthens our resolve to stand in the gap for American heroes, ensuring their loved ones receive the education and opportunities they deserve. Together, we will lift this flag when their arms grow weary. Because the cost of freedom is heavy. But patriots like you are ensuring they never carry it alone.
Welcome, Somerset, England. The Jeremiah Show is now on Core Radio. Keep on rocking to the core. Core Radio. The Jeremiah Show airs at 10 p.m. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Core Radio. Rocks.
Hi, I'm Andras Jones from Radio 8 Ball, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, and I'm so excited that they are being so supportive of my new record, All You Get.
We're back with the Jeremiah Show.
Blackbirds slow and soft, they break the glass. Broken blues in whispers sing to me tonight. Well, everybody wants to go forever, but I just want to burn a heart and cry. I just want to be your firecracker. Maybe be your baby tonight. Maybe be your baby tonight.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Two great guys here, Jack Rothman, Christian Mehta. 13 Folds of Honor is their passion. I don't want to say a project, but it's a project. It's a daunting project task. I mean, you guys are creating a new chapter for Folds of Honor, which is their mission at Folds of Honor is to provide educational scholarships to the children and the spouses of America's fallen or disabled service members. So the guys are really, man, what are some of the challenges? What do you need? Because the listeners are out there, we want to help you.
So yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Thank you, Jeremiah. With our upcoming tournaments, we do need some financial support. We need some awareness, and that starts with sponsorships and partnerships. And that could start with your local business. You know, we're based in Las Vegas, and what we do is we'd set up signage, whole sponsorships. We promote your business on our social media platforms, and basically just create this widespread awareness. It's a mutual benefit. Most of these sponsorships, matter of fact, all of these sponsorships, you know, have a certain metric as to where your money goes, right? Let's say, for example, you're interested in a whole sponsorship valued at $5,000. That's 2 years of educational scholarship for a Folds of Honor recipient, or two semesters, for a Folds of Honor recipient. So you
can just in case Jack, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just in case somebody just tuned in here in their car or something, where you said that pays for 2 years of college, it's a scholarship for two years.
So
the recipient and the recipients are what makes them so unique.
So our recipients are children or teenagers, maybe even a spouse, a parent that wants to go back to school, to get a degree so that she can get a higher paying job. These are people that have been directly impacted by their spouse or some loved one that has fallen in the act of service, a military member, and or a first responder. These are people that are in dire need of help, and financial support is a great means of getting there. So anything and everything helps, and it truly goes to a great cause and makes an incredible difference to these families.
Wow, it's such a great idea. It's such a great cause, guys. What are your goals for your chapter 13 folds?
I'll let Christian take that.
Yeah. So,
Folds of Honor, I'm sorry.
We are absolutely working towards becoming the Folds of Honor Nevada chapter. So I want to say there's now Folds of Honor Nevada chapter, the Nevada chapter be the 34th or 33rd chapter nationally for Folds of Honor. So there's certain thresholds that we need to meet. And some of those thresholds are, having events like these that we are planning in support of the organization. And we really want to show out. We have amazing representation with, our Folds of Honor shirts, hats. We're going to have custom balls, custom tees at all these events. It's going to be deemed as the most patriotic round of golf you're ever going to play. And these are the events that we are, organizing. So it's all benefiting Folds of Honor. And, the end goal is we want to be the Folds of Honor Nevada chapter. And at that, we want to be the most successful chapter. So right now that is the North Texas chapter. And last year they did $5 million a year. In donations and in scholarships to Folds of Honor. I have big visions and I have big dreams for where this chapter is going to go. And I know Jack does too. And, we have great people around us and great supporters like you guys who are listening, who, want to support our military and the families of our military and first responders. So you can donate directly at foldsofhonor.org to the national organization. But if you are in Las Vegas, we would love to see you on May 27th. Come and be a part of our tournament. And if you can't be there in May, then we'll catch you in November.
I love it. There is not a better way to spend your time either working or volunteering or helping, going to these tournaments and these events that these guys are organizing. They're going to be there. You can meet them in person. And I just want to say this, you guys got to come back anytime you want. You got to walk on past and anything you're promoting, we want to be behind and help you get the word out. We're going to come back and Jack's going to tell us about the tournament. We got one more break here and we'll be right back.
3 is a tough age and I don't remember a lot. One thing that I do remember, because we would do it every night. So when my mom would take me out of the bath, she would wrap me up in a towel, like really tight, like a little cocoon. And I'd run out into the living room and my dad would always be out there. And every single night when I ran out there, he'd go, "Where's your arms?" So that's the little bit of memory that I do have that I hold on to very closely, because I don't want to forget that phrase. I never want to forget the sound of his voice, even if it's just so goofy and it's just kind of a weird thing to be saying and kind of a weird phrase to remember. But the discovery of Folds of Honor in itself is a very funny story. By sophomore year, I was like, I need a job and I need to start looking for scholarships, or I need to start applying for loans. Like, I need to do something here. So I actually got a job at a local golf course that was right next to the school. And the golf pro there was doing a fundraiser and he was having me take pledges for this golf marathon he was doing. And then the day of his marathon came up and I was like, John, what are you actually doing this for? What is Folds of Honor? And he told me what Folds of Honor was. And I said, I think I maybe should apply for that scholarship. And he was like, what do you mean, Hannah? Is it Doug's your dad? And I said, Doug is my stepdad. My real dad passed away when I was a kid. And he immediately called Folds and he got me in touch with the right people. The selflessness that my dad displayed throughout his life is something that I don't think should ever be forgotten. He didn't stop until he succeeded. So his drive for excellence was so strong that I will forever love telling his story, and I never want that to be forgotten.
Check out Jeremiah's top 10 new artist picks on Radio India Alliance each week. The Radio India Alliance is a chart service that allows indie recording artists an opportunity to have chart placements. We don't charge. We support. RadioIndiaAlliance.com.
Hey, it's Tim Stack, and having been in show business for so long, I have a lot of really funny friends, and you can hear them all on It's Radio with TV's Tim Stack. That's part of the Jeremiah Show. So listen.
Hi, this is Carol Swarbrick. Check out Miss Lillian, More Than a President's Mother. It's a wonderful film, and you can find that on Amazon Prime. And I am so pleased to bring you back to The Jeremiah Show.
I got guns in my head, and they won't go. Spirits in my head, and they won't go. I got guns in my head, and they won't go. Spirits in my head, and they won't go.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. What a great hour. I'm inspired. I'm touched. We've heard some great stories. Jack Rothman, Christian Mesa, 13 Folds of Honor. It's a division, or a chapter, I should say, a new chapter that they are building and need your help and need your support. And you want to do this. I mean, it's for Folds of Honor. Their mission is to provide educational scholarship to the children and the spouses of America's fallen and disabled service members. So there are a couple events coming up in Las Vegas, and Jack's going to tell us a little bit about them.
Fantastic.
The highlights, Jack.
I will. So our upcoming tournament will be in May, specifically May 27th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. And part of what you'll see there entails a lot of cool and fun stuff, and all for a great cause. Like I said, these families, they need your help, and I'll tell you exactly how you can help. Some of the benefits that you'll see at these tournaments is one of our whole hole-in-one sponsors is Harley Davidson. If you if you're skilled enough to dunk that ball on a par three, you might be coming home with a brand new Harley, and that's nothing short of amazing, in my opinion. I don't know how to ride a motorcycle, but if I do, I'm sure I'll donate it back to the cause.
Take the first bid first, though, would you?
Oh yeah, I'd have to. I'd probably end up on the floor just crying.
I want to tell a funny story. Sorry to ruin your train of thought. Harley Davidson. I want to thank Harley Davidson. They are always doing stuff like this. And American company. I just wanted to thank them on behalf of you. But also, we have a Harley Davidson over in Maui. We've got a restaurant in Maui, Fleetwood's on Front Street. And on our menu, we have a cheeseburger. And if it's $36,000, but you get a Harley with it and they're numbered. So, but Harley does, and then they donate a lot of that to different, you know, causes in Maui, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So if you don't win this one, Jack, come on over. I'll buy you a burger.
That's a great marketing tactic. I'll be honest. I love that.
But cheese is an extra dollar.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead, Ken. Sorry.
Harley. No, you're okay.
Thank you. That's a cool, so you have to hit a hole in one.
Yeah. So yeah, you'd have to hit a hole in one. There's really no other strings attached beside that.
Just that.
And you know, there's a reason why we're partnering up with Harley. Harley is definitely one of the most patriotic brands out there, and their community is so strong. And you know, that's what we strive to do at 13 Folds, because community is everything. Within a community, you can be heard. And so Harley has done a great job of doing that for their customers. You know, since they started. Beside that, we have a great sponsor, the local Las Vegas Aviators, a baseball team that will be promoting at our event as well. They're awesome. And did I mention it with your sponsor or donation or partnership, whatever it is, In some of our packages, you get, you know, foursomes. So you get four people that can play the day of the tournament.
Oh, cool.
And you can if it's your business, you know, it's a great way to build camaraderie amongst your employees. You know, you're expanding this goodwill. And it just all comes back. It's like,
and you get to spend the day in the sunshine and play golf with your donation, and you're supporting these families.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win.
Yeah. What's the problem? We're going to wait right now. We want all of you to call Jack. Jack, go ahead and answer your phone as that rings. let's just turn this into
call right now.
We're just like, hey. So you're looking for businesses, but you're also looking for individuals, right?
Yeah, individuals that want to register to play. There's plenty of opportunities the day of the event to give back to the cause as well. And like you said, I mean, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day. Might be a little hot. We're in the middle of Las Vegas, but it's nothing that a good time can make up for.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now, both of you. I just had an idea. I think maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks before your tournaments. May 27th, we got a little time. November, let's do this again, but let's do a live show and let's take callers and donations online.
Sign me up.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Let's do it. I just put it out there so you can hold me to it. I don't do live shows very often. We do that, you know, we record these because people are different time zones or whatever, and different times of the day. But I think we would raise some money. And that would be a lot of fun.
Call Jack.
No, I'm getting spammed.
I'll get a bunch of people to answer the phones in here. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
No, yeah, we would love to do that. That'd be awesome. Thank you so much, Jeremiah. We appreciate it.
Take me up on it. Let's schedule it. We'll do it off. So, okay, we got to say goodbye, guys. But did you have anything else that you wanted to mention about the tournament, Jack?
I'll just go over the details one more time. Jeremiah said multiple times, our tournament will be in Henderson, Nevada at Revere Golf Club, May 27th. And if you want to be an early bird and sign up for our tournament later this year in the fall in November, which is going to be November 6th at Reflection Bay, you can email me, you can call me. My phone number is 310-904-2855. And my email is jackr.rothman@gmail.com. If you want to go directly to the website to register to play, it'll be 13foldslv.org. Thank you so much, Jeremiah. We really appreciate you having us here.
I appreciate you guys. I really do. And I appreciate the veterans as you do and the first responders. And let's just give them all another big thank you. And the families that are sometimes left behind or are left behind while they're loved one is out and putting themselves in danger, in the way of danger. And God, you know, this, if we all do anything, we should do what you're doing and help you out on this. This is really a great, really great cause to get behind, and the families of our veterans and our first responders. So thank you guys for what you're doing. I want to see that your chapter, anything we can do to help get your chapter going, 13 Folds of Honor, Jack Rothman, Christian Mitza. Thank you so much, guys. I'm all choked up here now. Who do you want to thank? Anybody you want to thank? And then we're going to say goodbye.
One more time, I'd like to thank both of our moms. Shout out to Sheila and shout out to Pam. One more time, I would like to thank any Folds of Honor people that are listening to this. Thank you for, thanks for listening and thanks for having me a part of your family. So just those two.
Jack?
I'll double dip. You know, our moms are our heroes, so they get all the thanks necessary. And anyone that's just listening right now, we appreciate the time that you took out of your day to listen to Christian's story and what we're trying to accomplish. And I want to thank God as well.
Where do you find guys like these guys? I'm talking to the listener now, not you guys. Just close your ears. Don't get embarrassed. But where do you find, you guys are making it happen. I love it. And you're selfless. Salt of the earth. That's such a horrible saying, but I love you guys both. I'm glad you were on. I'm so happy to have got this hour to talk with you, and we're going to do another couple of these and we'll raise some money.
Awesome.
Right, let me give out the information one more time. The golf courses, the golf tournaments are at Folds of Honor in Las Vegas at Revere Golf Club on May 27th of this year, 2023. There's an upcoming golf tournament in the fall, if you can't make that one, for Folds of Honor in Las Vegas at Reflection Bay Golf Course, November 5th, 2023. If your business is interested in sponsoring their upcoming golf tournament, reach out to Jack Rothman. Jack's email is jackr.rothman@gmail.com. His phone number, crazy for giving this out. So what does that tell you about him? He wants this to happen. 310-904-2855. And the website, once again, is 13foldslv.org. Thanks, guys. Communicate more, listen even more, and evolve. We'll see you next week.
Yes, I absolutely carry him with me. I wear his wedding ring on a necklace. He was our rock, still is. We were high school sweethearts, and he barely started pilot training, and then September 11th hit, and our country was attacked, and he was very motivated to go and fight for our freedom and defend our nation. And I knew what that meant. And I knew what it could mean. I'm just so glad that he was able to sort of make his dreams come true by defending our country. On August 31st of 2014, we had flown back to Texas over the weekend for that long weekend of Labor Day, and Rick and his brother were both killed in an accident in our private airplane. So the girls were 8 and 6 year olds at the time of the accident. So they had some amazing memories and really remember their dad. We literally still talk about him every single day, every day. So there's always some kind of silly story or a smell or a song or something that we talk about him and bring him back every day, every single day. I know that God has a plan, and we don't know what that plan is and we don't understand it, but sometimes there's higher purpose. Obviously our lives changed forever that day, and having two daughters was, I didn't know how we were going to survive, but we had an amazing amount of people surrounding us to take care of all of our needs. And my girls are in an amazing school and getting an incredible education that would not be possible if it were not for Folds of Honor stepping in to really come in and help. Folds of Honor is an extraordinary blessing. They have literally come in and filled part of the gap that's missing.
Hi, this is comedian Maj Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. Listen, man.
Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify. The Jeremiah Show. Look for the black label. As always, a big thanks to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the air at all. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com or on Messenger, on Facebook, or Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and me, your announcer, Tony Kelly. Communicate, listen more, and evolve.
I'ma put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That cold black cloud is coming down.
My name's Danny Dreho. Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
I love you.